This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Rich Jones, Christine Bellina live at the Winston Family YMCA overlooking the Peyton Family Pavilion. And the thing that keeps getting me over and over again being here is the family. The family connections and the community connections at the YMCA.
Right. Strong.
This is, you know, while people were singing the song and they're having fun, you know, you can get yourself clean, have a good meal. Yeah, you can. But you can also be a part of a community, maybe tackle loneliness if loneliness is and you don't have to be an empty nester to be lonely. You can be a teenager. And there are some programs that are available here and the swim lessons that can literally save lives. All of it happening here at the Riverside and all of our YMCAs across Northeast Florida and throughout the rest of the country as well. And there's also some awesome programming here in Riverside that ties in directly with the team at Brooks Rehabilitation. It's the Adaptive Wellness Program that is available here. Mindy Loving is the Adaptive Wellness Community Manager. And did y'all always do Adaptive Wellness at YMCAs, or was this relatively new? How did this all come to be?
No, we started this program in 2008 in conjunction with the YMCA. So Brooks Rehabilitation partnered with the Y because they saw a need in the community. Their patients were getting discharged from outpatient therapy, and they were getting home exercise plans. But as you can imagine, people, it was hard to stay motivated alone, or they were seeing like a backslide from their gains in therapy. So Brooks decided to partner with a community gym, and we send a Brooks staff out to the gym during certain times to help run programming. So they know what that person is dealing with, their diagnosis, and they can help, they can best help them to stay strong or prevent them from having another fall or going back to therapy. So we serve four diagnoses currently. We serve brain injury, stroke, Parkinson's, and multiple sclerosis. So if someone has that diagnosis and they're appropriate for an independent workout program, they can first get clearance by their doctor and then get an evaluation by one of our Brooks physical therapists, and then they can come to our program and work out. So our staff creates a program personalized for them, their needs, their goals, what they want to work on, and we can modify any exercise that they're interested in doing depending on their ability level.
How many people can you work with?
We have around maybe 10 people average a day. So we're only here for a three-hour time block. During that time, they can come in and out as they wish. There's no time they have to leave, or they have to leave by a certain time when we leave the building, but they can stay for all 3 hours if they want to.
And you become personally vested in their care. Like, we're sitting here talking in the break, and all of the facets of, you know, the care that you know about each individual person is just mind-blowing.
Yes. So then there's no discharge from the program, so they can keep coming as long as they want. So some people come for all 10 years and they become like family to us, and we know their whole life story and their family. They bring their kids in to come meet us. So we're really with them like the whole rest of their journey.
Well, and one of those folks who's in the journey now is Daryl Holton, who, you know, I asked because we could tell the way that you were speaking. I wondered if maybe it was a stroke, but it was another injury that you sustained. Tell us your story.
It's really kind of interesting. I retired from my job February 28, 2023. Doing great. A couple of weeks later, I was on vacation down in Orlando with my family, and had a fall in the parking lot, and as a result of that fall, cracked four vertebrae in my neck and sustained a spinal cord injury. So, you know, 1 minute I was at the water park with my grandkids. The next minute I was a level one trauma. And ended up having to have two spinal fusion surgeries, and spent 6 months as an inpatient in rehab, learning to walk again, learning to feed myself again, all the things that we take for granted. And once I finally came home at the end of September of last year, that's when the real work started, and I started outpatient therapy. And I started outpatient therapy with Brooks in Orange Park, and that's where I first met Mindy and Joe Solomon, who run the Adaptive Wellness Program here. I spent probably 4 or 5 months of doing outpatient therapy before I moved in to the base program that Brooks runs, which is all about balance and strength. And and once I finally graduated from the base program back in at the end of June, I started the Adaptive Wellness Program here, because obviously they had seen me go through a big part of my journey and knew what I was ready for. So now every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm here at about 9:30, and start out with Mindy and Joe getting my blood pressure checked and go from there into my cardio workout, which is about a half hour, and then spend about an hour lifting weights. It's, you know, the exciting part was 2 weeks ago I went to the Brooks for their driving rehabilitation workout evaluation, and just finally got the, after a year and a half, the clear to go ahead and start driving again.
All right.
So it's, you know, it's been a journey the last year and a half, but, you know, not just working with the folks in the adaptive wellness program, but the people I've met who are also in the adaptive wellness program, it's becoming a community, and we all greet each other. And, you know, these are people that, you know, we all came from different walks of life, didn't know each other, but now having this journey in common, it's a support group. And, you know, we stop and talk about what's going on in our lives and our kids and our grandkids. And it's really been a fabulous part of what's become now my normal retirement. And, you know, the YMCA has been a big part of my life. I started with the YMCA back in grammar school, elementary school, playing sports in the old Gray Y program. So, you know, it's, you know, as somebody who's lived in Riverside Avondale since 1981 when we got married, you know, the Riverside Y has always been a big part of our lives. So now to have it be such an important part of regaining my life has been a fabulous experience.
That community, that sense of community is probably instrumental in your healing process, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's actually been fun for my wife, too, because she's gotten to know people because, you know, up until 2 weeks ago, she still drives me. She dropped me off this morning. She still drives me up here sometimes. And she comes in, has gotten to know people, and she's never been very exercise-oriented, but she slowly but surely started to get into some things herself.
If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Daryl Holton and Mindy Loving with the Adaptive Wellness Program here at the Riverside YMCA. And so think of a listener and not us seeing you. Your mouth still has issues, so that might be distracting to someone. So describe what you still go through every day.
Yeah, that part is actually from an earlier problem. Back in 2015, I was actually diagnosed with a non-malignant tumor behind my right ear that was on my one of the veins, on my jugular vein. And whenever I went through an 8.5 hour surgery to remove that, but it caused some damage to the 7th cranial nerve, and that's why I've got that little bit of weakness on my right side of my face. But you know, but even at that, going through working with the folks at Mayo and what going through speech therapy, so, you know, there have been things, parts of recovery that kind of helped me be prepared for the physical recovery whenever I went through this challenge. But, you know, people will ask because there are a lot of people in the Adaptive Wellness Program who have gone through strokes and have similar symptoms. And so, you know, it. When someone notices, you can always know that they've gone through, either they've gone through a similar challenge, or they've had family or loved ones who have gone through it, and it gives you that immediate connection of, you know, supporting one another and how important that wellness becomes, you know, and it helped me learn, you know, I worked out some, but I was never that into wellness. But my fall last year helped me recognize how important wellness is and how fleeting health can be, that things can change in a second.
And I love the fact that you're willing to share. And I would imagine that the wellness and the adaptive program also helps with that overall ability to share one's journey in this life.
Yeah, you know, I've got to say, when you've been through an injury and you find yourself lying in a bed and barely able to move your leg or your one arm, you get a lot of help from a lot of people going through the rehabilitation program, but you lose a lot of modesty and you lose a lot of that reservations about talking about things, because every day things become little victories that you want to share with people. And you know, one of my goals, and I've expressed this to the inpatient facility I was at, I want to get back to the point where I do some peer counseling with people who are at the point I was a year and a half ago, and say, hey, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Because it could be so depressing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You were retired, right? Yeah. 17 days.
17 days.
Yeah.
Not much.
I had been in the same occupation for 37 years. I was the regional managing director of a financial services firm for the Principal Financial Group. And so I spent 37 years helping people plan for retirement, helping people plan for, you know, as a financial planner and teaching financial planning. You know, was ready to enjoy my own retirement, and then, you know, life has a way of saying, well, not just yet, you know. You've got a few other things you have to tackle before you move on to that next phase in life.
What does this lady mean to you?
Mindy and her entire team has been incredible. First of all, you guys see the smile. You know,
yeah.
When you start out in the morning and you're greeted with that kind of caring, and, you know, it's not just a job to these people. That's one thing I've learned about people in physical therapy and occupational therapy. It's a life calling. And, you know, the things that they've helped me and the true caring that, you know, they care about you as a person. And that I think to go back, I had the opportunity to go back to the inpatient facility I left, and to see their reaction whenever I walked in. Because whenever I left there, I left in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But to their reactions whenever I walk in the tears, you know that they care about you and your journey. And you know, I'll never be able to repay the people who have helped me along my life. And I know, you know, I still see Mindy whenever I come in for the Adaptive Wellness Program. And she saw me early on, and it knows how far I've come.
Yes.
How's he doing?
He works so hard every day, and he is just always willing to do more. And whatever we can give him, he's going to try and do. And if we can't do it that way, then we're going to do it another way.
Yeah.
So he's incredible.
So if anyone out there is a family member or a friend or a colleague, and they are going through either a traumatic injury or something like that, how can they connect with your services?
So they can find us if they search just Brooks Rehabilitation Adaptive Wellness. They can call their local Y and inquire if they have the programs there. We're not at every single Y, but we're at most Ys within Jacksonville as well as St. Augustine and Fernandina. Or they can call or email me. I don't know if you guys want me to say
drop
that.
It.
Okay.
By all
it's
means.
904-792-4423 or adaptivewellness@brooksrehab.org.
And all that information also in our story and your interview, and the conversation's always available at WOKV.com and in our app. Boy, this season of giving and this season of thankfulness, I'm pretty thankful that we had a chance to meet both of you, and I know that you're thankful for her and vice versa. Mindy and Daryl, thank you. I'll give you the last floor and the closing message. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, I'd just like to wish a joyous holiday season to everybody. This is being able to get back to the point where I can get my grandkids and share this time with family. And just thankful that these types of programs are out there. That, you know, when you start this journey, you don't really know because you've never been here. And each step along the way, I've just been so thankful for all of the therapists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, who put in the work and helped me along the way. It's just been miraculous for me, and I just can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. So I want to say thanks to you guys to give me a chance to share my story with people, and hopefully somebody out there who's struggling has heard this and can hear that there's some hope, that, you know, you can get better. You just got to work at it.
Daryl, you, sir, are an inspiration. Daryl Holton, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Jacksonville's Morning News continues live at the Riverside YMCA at 928.